Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 14th day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Baba Metzia, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Base. Hoyishnayim Reich Vinal Gabbe Beima. Two people were riding on an animal. It was an animal that was Hefker, it was ownerless. Oysha Hoya Echad Reichav, Echad Madig, or one was riding and one was leading the animal. Zemer Kulashili. Each one says, it's my animal. It's all mine. I rode it first, and then this guy jumped on, joined me. Or I was riding it first, and then this guy decided to ride the lead the animal. He's pretending he's owned. And the other fellow says the same thing. Zeh yishabash ein lo ba pachas mechetzia. Vizeh yishabash ein lo ba pachas mechetzia. Each one shall swear that they do not have less ownership than half. And then they split the animal or the value of the animal between them. The yachloiko, they divided. I said earlier on in the previous Mishnah, in the case of two people holding on to a talus. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah wants to tell us a chiddush here. Namely, that when it comes to a metzia, finding something and making an acquisition on it, you can do that simply by riding the animal, even if you didn't lead it. Even if the animal did not move any feet at all. Doesn't matter if it's stationary. One can be coin it because it's a metzia. Others, however, learn, no. They learn that also for a metzia, is also for something, to acquire something from Hefker, you need to make a proper kinyan, and just riding on it will not coin it. It has to actually move. Has to actually move its feet to make a kinyan, even as far as a metzia is concerned, just like buying is concerned, just like when you buy something from your friend, riding will not be enough. The way the Rav, the Bartanura, learns, it seems to imply that if both of them are riding, they can both coin it even without leading it. But if one is leading it and one is riding it, then only if the one who's riding it actually gets the animal to move its feet, then and only then do we say that the rider and the leader of the animal are going to make a kinyan, an equal kinyan, an equally ownership over it. But if the person riding it was only sitting there and the other one was actually leading it, then he would be, the one leading it would be kohen of the animal because he's actually got it to move. So that's how the Rav understands it. What happens, says the Mishnah, bizman shehem moidim? What happens if both people agree that they were zoicha in the metzia simultaneously, that they both acquired it at the same time? Oisha yesh lan edim, or maybe there's edim that they say that they picked up the talus in the previous mission at the same time, or they rode together on the animal at the same time. Well, if that's the case, cholkim b'leishvur, they can equally divide the spoils, not the spoils, they divide the metzia between them, sell the animal, divide the animal, the money between them, without any oath required. No one has to swear. If they're amicable about both agreeing that they were at the same time, there's no need to give a shvua. Now, the Mefarshim explained that the Mishnah wants to tell us the chiddush here, that this is the case, even if the Beis Din had paskened, the Dain or the judge had paskened, that they have to divide it with a shvua, and then they go back and they think about it and they say, No. Well, look, we both agree we acquired at the same time. They can, if you like, disregard the ruling of the Beis Din, which was that they had to give a shvua, and they will not have to give a shvua, an oath, if they now agree to say that they both acquired it at the same time. That's fine. They can divide it without a shvua. Mishnah Gimel. Hoyarecha v'gabu behema. A person's riding on an animal and he sees a lost article. He sees something which is hefker, and it's hard for him to pick it up. So Vamalach Averi says, he says to his friend who's riding, who's walking, Tanaholi, please pick up that metzia. Can you give it to me? Natola, the friend goes and picks it up. V'amar, and then he says after he's picked it up, This is pretty good. I don't think I'm going to keep this, he thinks to himself. Ani zachisiba. I'm zochin it. I'm keeping it. I'll keep it for myself, thank you. And the other person on the animal is obviously pretty upset, gnashing his teeth. Oh, I was the one who saw the mitzvah, and look at this fellow. He's picked it up. Now he wants to keep it, says the Mishnah. It's bad luck for the person who was on the animal. Zochaba, we say the fellow on the ground who actually picked it up. will be zeichen it, will keep it. And that's even if he agreed that he initially picked it up for the person riding, but then decided, on second thoughts, it looks pretty nice, this mitzvah, I'm going to keep it myself. He will legally be able to keep it. Why? And that is because even though there is a halacha that if someone picks up something for someone else as a shliach, then the other person who sent him to do so is koinat, not the one who picks it up, but the one who asked him to pick it up. That's if the fellow said, pick it up for me. Be zoichen it for me. Well, in that case, as soon as the fellow picked it up, the ownership immediately transfers to the fellow who told him to pick it up for him. That's if he said, Hagbei mitzizo uzechei bishvabishvili, be acquiring it for me. Then he can't change his mind afterwards and say, no, I'm going to keep it myself. It's too late. If the fellow picked it up when he was asked to on behalf of the fellow riding on the animal, well, that's it. The fellow riding the animal's got it. So what we're talking here about in our Mishnah is a case where he did not say, zecheba, be zoichen it when you pick it up, but rather, teneoli, give it to me. And by saying these words, give it to me, the fellow on the animal is really saying, I'm not koinat until it reaches my hand. I'm not telling you to be zochet for me. I'm telling you to give it to me. I'll make the kinyan, thank you. Ah, in such a case, if the fellow wants to be a bit of a rogue and he wants to pick it up for himself, nothing's stopping him. He can. Because when he picked it up, it wasn't done on behalf of the person who was riding the animal. It may have been picked up with the intention to give it to him, but if he changes his mind and picks it up for himself, it's bad luck for the fellow sitting riding on the animal. Im mishanosanolai, says the Mishnah. If, however, the fellow who was picking it up, the fellow who was on the ground picking it up, gave it already to the fellow on the animal, Omar, and then he says, after the one who picked it up says, hey, I picked it up for myself. You know, when I picked it up, I didn't mind for myself. I never gave it to you. I just wanted to show you what a wonderful thing I found. Or you found. That has no legality at all, no validity to his words. Why? Because he should have said that before he gave it into the hand of the rider of the animal, on the animal. That he should have said, before he gives it to him, look, I'm showing it to you, but I've actually picked it up for myself. And then he would have been koinat. But now that he's already given it into the hand of the rider, once the rider has now taken it from him, the person riding the animal, he has been koinat with Mashiach by moving it.